escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is 8:21 here in St. Louis. Hello, good evening. My name is Dave Simon, certified financial planner by day and intellectual conversationist at night. Ooh, I like that. I just kind of came up with that. I'm going to make a note here. Put that on my business card. Okay, got it. All right, welcome everybody. So my Albert Pujols story, and I don't remember, it was either 2009 or 2010. And it was after the season was over. I used to be on an advisory board for the which was the FCA, which was the Christian Athletes, of course. And so I was, I had done that, I guess, for maybe a dozen years or so. And I don't remember exactly how this all came out, but it was related to the FCA in some degree. And I found myself invited to play golf with a few folks by Ricky Horton, who is actively involved in the FCA. I guess he still is, but he certainly was back then. But I'm told that he still is very actively involved. Does not surprise me at all. And so I was told, oh, by the way, as part of this little golf outing, Albert's going to show up and he's going to also hit some balls. I'm like, well, that's really cool. Now, folks, you have to remember a little backdrop around me, and I'm not name dropping. I have to tell you this to give you some context of the story. So my original background, as I think a lot of you know, is I am a former broadcast journalist. That's what I went to Mizzou for, graduated from there in 84, started my career. I'm a St. Louis native, but started my career in Kansas, working my way up through, got to Wichita by way of Tyler, Texas, briefly. And then my dream was to come back home and work for St. Louis. So I was thrilled when I was hired in 1989 to work at KMOV. They had just changed their call letters. Many of you may recall it used to be KMOX-TV, owned by CBS, and they had just changed over to KMOV, and here I am in 89. I'm a news guy for 1 year, and then I ended up switching over to the sports side for a few years and working with Zip Rezepa and Doug Vaughn. Doug, of course, still there. And so the reason I tell you all that is I had the chance to interview a lot of famous people, and I never felt intimidated by them. I always looked at them as these are guys who just happened to be very good in a certain career that I was interviewing them about. So I was fortunate enough to, in fact, be one of the few people during his retirement years to interview Joe DiMaggio. And that was put together by Bob Costas, who was more than nice enough to facilitate that. And nobody ever got a chance to interview DiMaggio. And I was obviously thrilled, but it wasn't like I was shaking in my boots at all. And I've had one-on-one interviews with the late, great Mickey Mantle. And spent time at Stan Musial's house, just me and him, as he was giving me a tour of his house and all the trophies. So you kind of get the picture, right? And even on the political side, when I was a news guy in Kansas, I covered the 1988 election as people came through. So interviewed George H.W. Bush and Michael Dukakis and Jesse Jackson and people like that. And then, yes, I even did an infamous live interview with Hulk Hogan. Maybe I'll tell that story at some point. That one went completely off the rails. Maybe that was the one time I was a little intimidated because I thought he was going to like flip me upside down or something. Live on TV, by the way. I say that because here I am and I get to the golf course and I know it's going to be a small group and Albert's going to be there. And so I check in with Ricky Horton and Ricky said, okay, there's your cart. You can just put your bag there. I guess you're going to drive. I guess Albert's just going to like ride along. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, you can put your bag on the driver's side and then Albert, he can just put his bag next to you when you guys go play. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, so I'm playing with Albert Pujols, just me and him in a cart together. We're playing golf. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I went up. He was on the putting green, and I introduced myself. And you know what? A little standoffish, but that's okay. Remember, I used to do this for a living. I know how these guys operate. I was in plenty of sports locker rooms. There's a protective wall that goes up around them, especially the superstars. I get it. Take no offense. They have to be very careful. A lot of people that they don't know are always wanting something from them. I didn't, but that's okay. He didn't know that. But it continued. So we get to the first tee box at this private country club here in St. Louis. And Ricky Horton tees off. Good golfer. Ricky, if you're listening, you know you're a good golfer, lefty, as I am. I don't remember the fourth guy. I don't. For some reason, I just cannot recall who was the fourth member of our foursome. Albert probably hit the ball about 500 yards, and I'm barely exaggerating. And I'm talking about total. He hit it so high, and yet it still went about 300 plus yards. And I'm thinking, dude, if you could just like level that out a little bit, holy cow, you hit it for 350 yard plus. That's the first thing I remember about him teeing off. I tee off last, and it just dawned on me, I'm nervous. I'm a very average golfer, and I don't play as much as I would like to. And so I'm looking, all the other three balls are out in the middle of the fairway, and Albert's is like way out there. And I thought, now they're watching me, and I'm a lefty, and I notice a little creek kind of behind me, only about 80 yards. And you golfers know this. You cannot have a negative thought in your mind saying, okay, I can't slice it, because then you're going to slice it. It's like, don't think of a pink elephant. You're going to think of a pink elephant. So I got this crazy voice in my head that said, oh, don't pull it 80 yards behind you into the creek. I pulled it 80 yards behind me into the creek. And I sat there and I'm like, you should just pick up your golf clubs and go home because you are about to give Albert Pujols the worst afternoon of his life. And he's going to realize, why am I out here with this loser? So Ricky was nice enough. He said, oh, hit another one. This isn't competition. And I hit another one. And then it was okay. But I remember, I'm like, what, dude, why are you this nervous? You did this for a living. Although it had been at that point like 20 years since I had been around guys like that. And this was Albert, like at the top of his game. He was the most famous baseball player around. So he was still not that conversational with me. And I was trying to make small talk and just kind of two words. And I thought, okay, I can't go like 18 holes like this. So then I got the idea. We're driving down the fairway. And I said, Albert, if this was about 20 years ago, you would not be in this cart with me right now. And he looked at me. Why is that, man? And I said, because I used to be a TV sports guy. I was in the media. And he smiled and he said, you're right, man. I would not be with you right now. Because, you know, he's having a great year with the media now. He's a different guy. But anyone who covered him back in the day will tell you, yeah, he could be a little surly at times. Wasn't always the most friendly guy. That's just, okay, just telling it like it is. Well, that's back then. That's how he was. And then he opened up. Why are you no longer doing that? And then we just the rest of the afternoon, we got along great. It was a blast. Now, unfortunately, we had rain that came through. So I think we got to like the 12th or 13th hole and it was done. But then we went back to the clubhouse and swapped stories. I've never talked to the guy since. Should have thought, Albert, looking for a financial advisor? No, I don't do business that way. It was for a good reason, good charity. So anyway, just had to tell you the Albert story. I'll never forget that. All right, folks, I'm going to totally switch gears here a little bit. And when we come back after this break, I am going to get into a little bit of what I do, because I think a lot of you right now, many of you, perhaps most of you, have some money in the financial markets, stocks and bonds, and some of you are retired. You're worried about that. Some of you are getting ready to. You're thinking about that. You're like, where's this going? What is the market done going down? Do we still have a lot more? Is it just started? Is this the Great Recession Part 2? I'm a little worried about this. Well, nobody knows for sure. You know, let's be honest. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know exactly what's going to happen. But I can give you, through my experience and professional judgment and research, some real practical ideas here as we look forward. So stay with us. You're listening to At Your Service here at KMOX. My name is Dave Simons, and we shall return.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.